Satnam, everybody, moving right into the open-hearted gratitude of Thanksgiving coming right up in a few days, 26th of November, 2013. We're talking about Sagittarius today and working with Sagittarius in our mind, the Mercury that we've been working with the last few weeks. We're starting out with intentions. So if we were just going to ask a couple people to go ahead and share intentions. It could be personal, planetary, whatever you like. So who would like to share an intention? We'll put it
I
in
will.
The field.
I'd love
good.
To share.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
For me, my intention was to clear a lot of, I guess you would call it the past, really just to forgive. It was more of an intention of forgiveness, to forgive things that come up, that came up within within the holiday structure, thinking about it and thinking about my family. And as things would come up or our memories would come up, I would look at it and I would just forgive it. So that was an intention that I set, that I wanted to spend this time really forgiving thoughts or feelings that I've had from past experiences. And what I saw in the process of entering into doing that was that a lot of it was energy that I was carrying, I believe I was carrying from childhood and maybe even beyond that, from maybe the DNA structure of my family. And I began to realize that in clearing and forgiving those things, that energy, I was actually forgiving the energy of all of the females in my family, because they were emotional energies, and I could feel that that's what it was, that it was something that I had inadvertently tapped into or picked up on, that I had probably carried all of my childhood. So that's where my intentions have been. Whenever anything comes up now, I feel like I'm clearing it not only for me but for all of the other females of my family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been doing.
Wow, that's really awesome. I love that, clearing the whole DNA and the lineage. Very powerful. Beautiful. Thanks, Tejpreet.
You're welcome.
Would anybody else like to share intentions or what they've been clearing? Are there intentions?
No. How are you?
Satnam Marie. Hello.
I try to call and he kept saying to me, "They're all the circuits are busy." I'm just thinking, I'm not in Israel, I'm in America.
Wow. There's so many angels trying to get on the call. They've blown our circuits, huh?
Unbelievable. I was like going from one phone to another. How do you like that? I can't get on the call. I finally took my cell phone and I'm here now. And my intention is, I am so happy and grateful to be aware of the debt of love I owe. That's my intention.
So happy to be aware of the, say the last couple of words again, the what?
I'm so happy and grateful to be aware of the debt of love I owe.
The depth of love you owe?
Oh, I owe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the depths of love. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. I feel that. That's kind of a dimensional portal right there, that statement in itself. You just got two really powerful intentions. Energy shifting already.
You know, the most powerful intention I feel is self-love.
Yeah.
And from there, the world is exposed and open to you. Once you experience it, you can give it, and you know what it feels like,
mm-hmm.
like, and then you just give it. You can apply it to everything.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Good.
Okay, well, today, we have moved out of Scorpio into Sagittarius, and we'll talk more about that, and connect it up with the Mercury, the mind that we've been working with. And Sagittarius is called the archer. So the archer, it's about intention. It's about aiming the bow. And what is the Sagittarian archer aiming for? He's aiming for connecting the physical world with the etheric realm. Jupiter is the planet between the inner planets and the outer planets. So it's the transition planet between heaven and earth. So it's really moving into how we want to express ourselves on earth in order to expand into the heavens. It has to do with the nervous system. So there's always kind of a dynamic tension around Sagittarius because there's always this urge to expand. So working with Kundalini Yoga, we want to be aware of the fire element, the Agni, and how we mix the cake, how we bake the cake, how we work with the elementals, the elemental kingdoms, our own fire, and how we generate our expression in the world so that it mixes with the infinity, the all. So it is. It's about how we bring our self-love into the world. Thank you. That was a beautiful example of both of those intentions. It totally matches the energies we're working with right now. And so Yogi Bhajan's here, and he's telling us that, yeah, the archer is the intention, and remember that he's reminding us to connect our intention with our intuition. So I feel him, and you guys might feel it too. He's right now opening up our third eyes, and he's saying that our intuition is as big as the world, this world and beyond. So to open up our intuition first and then set our intuition for the day or whatever the period of time is we're working with, once we've opened up our third eye, our intuition, that frequency, that opens the space, he's saying, that opens the space to the infinite. And he's been working with us on the mind, and he's talking to us right now, and he's saying that don't forget, as you develop the meditative mind, and that's that feeling of the intuition, which I'm feeling right now, it's kind of an expansion around my head, but I'm feeling it in my body too, and even down into my toes, that as we bring our intuition into the body temple, that we're bringing the balance, and we connect with the Agni, the fire, with breath of fire, that actually connecting the intuition with the Agni, the fire in the belly, with breath of fire, he says, brings hormonal balance. And he's saying right now that it brings a hormonal and a neurochemical balance into the body, and to become aware of the mixture, that Sagittarius is an alchemical sign, and that we're mixing the prana and the apana at the third chakra. And when that's properly mixed, and he said, you'll just be aware if you need water, or you need maybe yogi tea or different foods or something, that when we mix the chemical balances and the hormonal balances in the body, now we can maintain a balanced mind. We can maintain the meditative mind. And also remembering that Sagittarius is, in astrology, it's the ninth house, which is what? The subtle body, the meditative mind. And when we can activate the subtle body, the meditative mind, what he's telling us is now we're moving into our ability to control our projection, and that we're really moving into, during this time, and he's acknowledging us, into what he calls projected consciousness. So he's saying that today he's moving into working with us on projected consciousness. and he's calling this a condition of conscious mastery over all forces on Earth, and that so that we're in conscious control of how we're working with our projection and what projection comes back to us. So we're working kind of then with the finer points of our ascension mastery. Wow, okay, so let's take a breath. I'm needing a breath. I'm feeling the power of the master. It does feel like the fire, but it feels to me, I'm feeling the fire of consciousness, which is kind of being excited about being aware and conscious and excited about being in a body at this really pivotal time on the planet. So we have our centaur, half man and half horse, and the centaur is wielding the bow, shooting the bow. So this is what this energy is about. It's about the quality of Jupiter, of expansion. So remember also we have Jupiter in Cancer for this whole year. So the Cancer is a water sign. We just came out of Scorpio, a water sign, dealing with maybe stuck emotions. So hopefully we've gotten a lot of clearing during this last month with all the Pluto-Scorpio energies that we can allow ourselves to flow freely or flow from our hearts and flow wherever we need to flow with our own inner and outer psyche so that our inner and outer realities are now balanced or coming more into balance. So right now he's saying that this is a time to really be aware of your inner and outer projections during this time of Sagittarius. And Yogi Bhajan has given us the example, and he's saying, yes, that's a good example right now about Mahatma Gandhi, who said that he fasted and he lived simply, and when he died, he's saying the entire world acknowledged him because he had a coherent, so what the series is telling us, that he had a coherent mind, and that because of his coherency, that he was acknowledged by the whole globe. So his projection influenced the psyche of the whole planet, and he's telling us right now that we have that same power, and he'll be working with us on calibrating our minds with this expansive Jupiter energy. And it's a time to really flow into, when we flow into the experience of oneness, of the inner and the outer connecting, and we have that experience of oneness, that's the experience of coherence. And when we move into these other dimensions, that's what the dimensions are, more coherent dimensions, where 3D is, as we know, more externally, seems to be more externally top-heavy, where we have all these external messages trying to get us to buy this, do that, consume, be influenced by external messages. But he's saying when we move into these higher frequencies, we're really actually moving into the coherence of the internal messages. What's happening inside of us determines the psyche of the world around us. So we're shifting into more control, more balance with the psyche of the entire world, the entire cosmos. So that's where we're shooting our Sagittarian aim. We're shooting the bow unto infinity. So again, he's telling us this is about conscious mastery over forces on Earth called projected consciousness. So we're into projected consciousness, and so he's saying that we as students, as ascended masters in training, can have the experience of projected consciousness through him, that he as an ascended master, and this is Saint Germain and the other ones that are working with us, are basically that they work with us, they hold our psyches in this expanded state. And last week he gave us the meditation to practice the Om Namo for 11 minutes. and feeling that golden ray coming into us, that when we continue to practice that, that he'll work with us to give us the experience of projected consciousness, to expand our psyches around the whole planet, to create that balance. And he'll give us those codes for that next step in this direction. So he's telling us right now that projected consciousness is increasing the rate of our vibration, and it has to do with it goes down to the atomic level, the atomic structure in our minds and body unto infinity. So he's saying that this is really the calibrations that we're getting are really affecting us on the atomic level, the DNA level. So we're getting we're getting our activity, our light signatures increased, he's saying, at the keynote. It sets us up for being able to use these faculties that we have on a more, powerful level, more expansive level. And again, to see how and experience how we fulfill our mission on Earth. So we'll have a greater opportunity to impact these dimensions on Earth and the world around us and connected with the Earth as we move into this practicing this faculty of projected consciousness. And he's telling us that as we develop our mind and establish a more conscious connection to it, and bringing everything into balance, bringing our body, mind, spirit, our 10 bodies into balance, that we can concentrate and calibrate what we're doing more to have a greater impact. So this is what Sagittarius is. This is what our master's working with us on today, into greater awareness, into greater control, into a more clear calibration. So, and he says, as we move into this clear calibration and come to this state of oneness, what happens is we move into a state of fearlessness. And as they say, danger is real, but fear is not. So it's not like we're obviously going to do silly things, but we have more confidence. He said it'll give us more confidence to move into the world for others to learn from us, to others to understand these truths and understand the power of who we are and the implication of these truths. So he's telling us as we engage our minds, we'll find more inner happiness bubbling up, more joy bubbles. Then we can make love to the world through these joy bubbles. And you say just beware, because you might notice certain habits coming up that no longer support the clarity of your mind. So if we want to fast on juices for a day or drink more water or whatever, he's saying be aware of that. And if you choose to do something that creates more purification, to make sure that we start with the 11-minute Om Namo meditation in the mornings to help us sustain our purification practice, that he'll be with us when we get up in the morning. He's saying that the morning is the best time to set the frequency for what we want to do during the day. And we know that. So that's what we're working with. Wow. Okay, so let's take a breath. I'm feeling all kinds of expansion in my third eye. And I'm feeling a lot of Agni, a lot of fire move through my body. So let's go ahead and breathe, breathe, breathe. And here's a prayer that Yogi Bhajan has given us. May your way always be comfortable, and may the wind of happiness be behind you. May you understand the strength of your own soul. May you always be bountiful to help anybody who seeks elevation. And may the hand of Nanak protect you, the power of Guru Ram Dass always heal you, and the courage of Guru Gobind Singh give you victory. So he's saying, may we be given to the Guru Granth, to the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, the word of the ascended masters, ecstasy, consciousness, and love. and may this planet Earth be awakened to its dignity. That's our ascension frequency we're going to now. To your higher consciousness and grace. Let every beat of my heart be with you and bless you forever and ever. So that's the prayer that he's giving us today to work with this week. So again, we're going to be working with the Om Namo and Breath of Fire and the Agni. So we can see whatever your intentions are in the morning to work with these elements this week. It has to do also with balancing the senses so we get the inner and outer connection with our senses, like with the eye or the third eye. So if we're looking outside of us, we want to also close our eyes for a moment and feel our third eye, feel our inner eye. Notice how the world around us is impacting. So this week we're saying also to just practice balance between the inner and outer with the senses. Or if we're hearing something outside of us, take a moment to notice what our inner hearing is. Are we processing what we're feeling with love? How we're processing what we're hearing? So he's saying, work with our senses this week to balance our senses, and that will purify us so we can work with our intuition, our third eye. This is what we started with when he started talking to us. Great. Beautiful. Projected consciousness. And he's telling us that this projection is something, this projected consciousness is something that will come more alive. He's saying it's vivid, living, and real. And it's the same thing as when our physical body goes through an experience, our projected consciousness aligned with whatever experiences we're going through gives the experience of our inner God self. With the Ascended Master, with the Oneness. And this is a very elevated practice to do this week. Okay. Yay, my phone stayed on. I'm on my cell phone. Okay, here we go. So, Om Namo. Practice. Om Namo Gurudeva Namo. 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 Om Namo Gurudeva Namo.
Om Namo Buddhaya.
Quiet. Did I get disconnected yet? Hello?